Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Wells is in the ether?
Yeah, definitely in the ether. Maybe in the nitrous, too.
Hey.
Wait, what are we talking about?
It's one of the infinity stones, I think. I can't remember.
What's going on, gents? What's been happening since our last record?
I went to Raleigh because reasons. And stumbled across a pretty fun bottle shop that I went to. I really should have smartly looked back and remembered where I went.
You don't remember the name of it?
I mean, that was like...
Fair.
It was Friday night.
All right.
I'm gonna vamp here for a second. Hey now,
you're an all.
Remember earlier I was like, hey, look, I'm not gonna stall and
Ramble
stuff tonight.
And stall, and yet here we are.
Yeah, yet here we are. House of Hops.
Okay.
In Raleigh, neat little spot. Had a pretty cool vibe going on. It was a Friday evening. It was packed. The weather was fantastic. What really kind of grabbed my attention was the amount of Charlotte beer that was there. Not that they didn't have a shortage of Raleigh stuff, right? But I mean, like, I walk in and immediately it's like, oh yeah, there's a boatload of Divine Barrel. There's a handful of Resident Culture. There's a metric ton of Hopfly, which I guess maybe Hopfly isn't fair to consider a Charlotte brewery.
The hell it isn't. They brew it there.
But exactly. I mean, it also was like the original spot was up like kind of northeast of Raleigh. But you know, like it was a really cool spot. Lots of neat stuff. I was super excited because they had a bunch of Faction. Or I shouldn't say, but they had a faction that I hadn't tried yet called Jugdish. They had it on tap. They had it in cans. I had a pour and I'm like, this is fantastic. And to the point that even like my wife grabs it and she thought I had got something that she'd be interested in. And she took a sip of it. She's like, oh, this is really good. And I'm like, hold up, time out. You don't like hoppy beer. She's like, but this is really good. And I'm like, also... Yeah.
That's and a
it is right. And so had one of those. There was another another brewery we had that was out of Wilmington that had a chocolate coconut kind of thing. Super great. Loved it. It was, again, super cool spot. Walked out with a bunch of cans, spent a bunch of money there, texting, Grant on the way out. And I'm like, hey, by the way, this jug dish from Faction's pretty stinking good. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's like, I've already got the keg. And I'm like, you rock.
Nice.
Wells, have you been to Savard Beer and Board?
No.
Okay. They are the Wilmington brewer of choice or of mention. This was a porter called Wetsuit Weather. Chocolate, coconut, a little bit of milk. It was quite good. So had a good time there. Next day we did some stuff around town, ended up at, it's like lunchtime. What are we going to do? And I'm like, hey, if y'all don't mind, I'd love to go back to Incendiary. Went to Incendiary and had a great West Coast IPA there. They also had an Imperial Stout that was fantastic. It's just a great weekend. Sometimes, you travel to a new, or I shouldn't say a new town, but you travel to a different town. They don't necessarily have the same beer exactly the way that you're used to drinking it, but it is important to go out and try stuff, even if you're going back to a place that you've been before. But yeah. Big, had a great time in Raleigh.
Cool. Wells, what about you?
Work.
But work's been awesome.
But boy, work. eventually we will finish up with all our anniversary cans and bottles, and I'll get to catch a breather before our next big thing. But for now, it sucks, and we're really stressing out. I'm stressing out. Like, am I going to be able to finish all the waxing that we have to do before anniversary party? So,
just get an appointment and get your waxing done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Brazilian bottles to do for sure.
That's a good one.
Trying my best.
You really landed that strip joke. I mean,
woo. So do you, I mean, I'm assuming you really don't go to too many breweries now that you work at a brewery, right?
No, we still go around. I mean, like before the last recording was the Scott's Edition bar crawl. So it, you know, we popped around all the Scott's Edition breweries and, we went,
or is it more just you're kind of like settled in and you know where to go? Is that,
I mean, I'm settled in and I know where to go, but it's also like, we don't drive like on the weekends. Like if I can walk to it, I'm gonna, and we've got like a 1 hour walking range. We can hit most places that I want to go to. Gotcha. So we just tend to stick with what we can walk to for the most part. And, but that's more than you think. So, like, I mean, yesterday we went to Strange Ways Brewery and had their Italian Pilsner. So
got a little strange.
Not too strange. I mean, we right. stuck around for a couple, but yeah, it was. That's it.
Fair enough. I was just curious. Of course, I've done nothing, so you know, big shocker, but. But hey, in reality, I'll be doing a big fucking huge thing in May. So
that's right. You're saving up.
Exactly.
You've been saving up for the last 2.5 years.
That's right.
And I mean, in fairness, I mean, like, it is requiring you to A, get out of the house, 2, fly somewhere, and D, be out in public.
Yes.
So
in a very large city
that you are excited to go to.
I am very excited. I'm super pumped. I'm super jazzed. Anyways, on to the news. I know this will not be the last time we ever talk about BrewDog, but more BrewDog news. As we were speculating, but was never official, Tilray has now said that they are going to purchase the U.S. facilities as well.
So, catch me up. BrewDog is a brewer.
BrewDog was a brewery over in the UK. And they quickly kind of went under, and Tilray swooped in, which I kind of thought they were going to be honest, and
not a shock.
Bought all of the UK stuff, which then left BrewDog US, which is a reminder for folks, or maybe you don't know, who knows, BrewDog has a hotel in somewhere in Ohio. I just don't remember
Columbus.
What city. Columbus, there we go. So they have a hotel. They've got a brewing thing in Vegas. They've got some places in the U.S. as well. They rapidly expanded in the U.S.
Yeah, they are pretty dug into Ohio. They have the brewery, pub, and hotel in Columbus, brew pubs in New Albany and Cleveland, and then there's the Vegas location. So it's like three spots in a Vegas, or three spots in Ohio and one in Vegas. You know, cool.
Blows my mind that they've spent that much time and effort on a state that doesn't exist.
They don't even have a flag.
Yeah.
The other part of this is that BrewDog also, unbeknownst to me, and or maybe I just forgot, but they had expanded into Australia as well, and so Tilray is buying that too.
Oh. What the fuck?
Some down under, I guess.
Yeah, so they spread their wings pretty quickly.
So I wonder if I don't know Tilray's portfolio well enough to be able to speak intelligently about this, but I wonder if Tilray, if they're grabbing this as an easy way or a cheap way into like a little more worldwide stance, you know, as opposed to just, you know, cause like most of what they've been buying up is, you know, continental US breweries.
Right. I mean,
maybe this is Canadian, a way for them to embrace their inner Josh and be Mr. Worldwide. I don't know.
I mean, as a Canadian company, they have bought a lot of U.S. stuff, and now And you could be right. Maybe this is their way to get their footing in other parts of the world, right? Or even just other part, because I don't think, at least that I can remember, I don't think Tilray has bought anybody West Coast based or had anything in the West Coast before. It seemed primarily kind of in the East and Southeast. So giving them a Vegas facility, you know, Vegas is dying, but hey, I guess if you want a brew pub on the strip, you got it now.
No, because they have, where is it at? Yeah, they have Alpine and Green Flash.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
And then in the Northeast, they've got Blue Point. They've got Breckenridge out of Colorado. They've got Red Hook, which is,
I can't remember. Jersey?
Seattle.
Seattle. Why did I think it was Jersey?
There's another one that's like that, and that's the one I always get them confused with.
Okay.
They have Shock Top, they have Sweetwater, which is the Southeast, and they have Widmer, which is out of Portland. I'd argue they've got more West Coast than they do not.
I would say you're right. So,
so now they've got a little more, you know, it says it has operations in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Latin America, growing facilities in Germany, Portugal, and the UK. You know, thanks Wikipedia.
Yeah. So there you go. Tilray is going to get even bigger, spread their wings more. And unfortunately, we have two other BrewDog stories to hit.
Sorry. There wasn't.
News. Yeah, I mean they're both relevant and related, right? So it's not like. Okay.
Yes.
They are. They're none. Click skip.
So one of the things that we talked about with BrewDog, and particularly the three of us kind of chuckled at and made fun of, was their punk equity program, which was basically a way for people to buy shares of BrewDog. So it was crowdfunding in essence.
Yeah. It was like a Kickstarter, except you didn't even get a shitty coaster or a t-shirt.
Right. Exactly. Or a bad t-shirt or who knows what else. But anyways, we posited like, what the fuck's going to happen to all these people that had equity shares in BrewDog? Because typically in the real world, if you have equity in a company and it gets bought by another company, guess what? You get paid.
In theory. Unless the company has so much debt. Because then what ends up happening is the debtors get paid first. Like Josh, you and I are painfully aware of what happens when like a bankruptcy judge comes into play and they basically set it up to where, you know, all the people who were owed the most amount of money get paid first. Everybody else, good luck if there's any crumbs left.
Yep. And because this was an emergency sale that happened.
Yes.
There's nothing that could be done with the equity that the punks have. So they are just out of money.
Yeah.
They crowdfunded a colossal failure of a company and nothing to show for it.
I think they probably in good faith tried to support a thing that they were passionate about and they were interested in. Right. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, yes, BrewDog eventually crumbled and, you know, emergency sale is a little different from just declaring bankruptcy, but you know, the people who invested, I think they did it with the right intentions. But unfortunately BrewDog, you know, punks that they are, threw up their middle fingers and were like, well, you know, actually it wasn't them, right? Like it's the courts.
Right.
But of course now we've got the founder of BrewDog coming in at the last second, like he's Elon Musk saying, oh no, I tried to win the bid. And if I would have won the bid, I would have paid the punks back first.
Uh-huh.
So I posit to you, gentlemen, do you buy that? Even for a second.
Not in the least.
Yeah, it ranks right up there with Elon saying that he would be happy to cure world hunger if somebody would just give him a plan.
And then somebody gave him a plan and he's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's easy to say things to try to rehab your image because you hope people don't think any further from what the Cheryl or from the Cheryl from what the headline says. But yeah. I'm sorry, I don't. You know, he can say all he wants that he was going to go out there and you know buy back the company. I mean, if he could have bought out the company, why you know why'd it go to auction? You know,
right.
Like.
Yeah, if you could have bought it, yeah, exactly. Why did it have to go to auction? Why did it end up in this place?
Definitely doesn't hold up to any scrutiny whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. And I don't believe a single word that he's saying.
Yeah. It's all posturing and...
Thrust him about as far as I could throw him.
Yep.
And your upper body strength isn't what it used to be, Wells.
The fuck it isn't.
I mean, here's the insane stat that is in this article is that at one point BrewDog was worth almost $1 billion or pounds.
Well, sorry, not dollars,
a billion that pounds
was back when, you know, I don't know. That was back when craft beer valuations were through the roof. I mean, Ballast Point for $1 billion. Right. And BrewDog was right. About right. That size, but that, I mean, that valuation was wrong. Right. Like, I mean, I guess if somebody was willing to pay for it, then that's, it is what it is. But I mean,
right.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of looking back at, since we have started the show and the kind of the history with everything in craft beer, it almost feels like, and maybe I'm crazy for saying this, but it almost feels like the tech bubble. When the tech bubble burst,
yeah,
and things came back to reality, and now we're starting to see a bunch of these places going under or closing because they were overly hyped, they were overly valued, and they extended themselves too far. BrewDog being a prime example of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've talked before about those breweries that really meant well. They just grew too fast, hoping that, you know, there would always be support, and they're just, that wasn't the case.
Yep. And the final BrewDog story up, the new owners, Tilray, have said that they hope to revive the brand and would like to see more women drinking.
I threw this in just for the giggles of, like, I don't know who you're hoping would see this message, my dude.
Right. I don't either. I don't get it.
Tilray's like, oh, we need to get more females drinking beer. Like, I don't doubt that is a demographic on your statistical dashboard that, you know, you're looking at as an opportunity, but you don't like you don't say it.
Right. Yeah, you don't say that out loud.
I mean, why don't you just go after the you know, wine mommies while you're at it? You know, oh, yeah, they just like their juice. So we just need to figure out how to get a hazy IPA. We're going to reach out to them with a new sort of, you know, there's just no way to spin this.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, people, yes, craft beer is predominantly dudes, like, but over in the UK, it is a little different. The pub scene is a pub. It's like a local, you know, bar or restaurant here where it's a mixed crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a third space.
Yeah, it is 100%. And like, you know, they're all in areas like, you know, when the flat that we were staying at in Notting Hill, there was 5 pubs within a 4 to 5 block walk from that place. And every time you'd go in, like, we would just go to a different one every night. And then towards the end, we tend to stick to the same couple and it would be the same people in there every time.
You're hanging out with the same couple, like you were throupling it, or was it just like a,
no, it was, yeah, just smart ass.
Just chill.
But
all right, well, I was making sure.
But like I said, I mean, it really is. It's a whole different vibe. It's a whole different culture over there. Like Will said, it literally is a third space for a lot of these people because it's not a tiny cramped apartment.
Right. Right.
I mean, you can actually feel like you're moving around in one of those versus like in an apartment where like the one that we stayed at, the flat that we stayed at, you literally felt like you were only there to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it was tiny.
Yeah. And so then to that end, you know, it sounds like the UK isn't the issue, as it were,
no,
with getting females out. It's probably more, you look at the rest of Tilray's footprint, it's all going to be, you know, the US, which, okay, cool. But, you know, how are you going to suddenly change to get, respectfully, getting women to drink BrewDog Punk IPA? I don't know that that's going to fly.
How are you going to get anybody to want to drink this stuff? Like,
I mean, that's true, right? I mean, it's
maybe we're wrong and we're in the wrong here, but I don't know anybody that likes BrewDog stuff or their business practices. So it's like they already have a bad name.
Apparently Ohio does, which, yeah, I mean, cool.
Again, it's not a real state, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They don't matter.
It's that weird, like, desert scene from Deadpool versus Wolverine, right? Like, it's just, I don't know, there's like an old Human Torch there, and
I need to watch that movie again. It's been a while.
It's good.
I was afraid you didn't
that
you do hadn't
what?
Seen it.
I saw it.
You're about to see. Hadn't seen it. I'm like, oh my god, no, what?
No.
I mean,
like,
first off, I would.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish.
I would say that would be one of the only Marvel movies. I mean, I'm interested finally again in the new stuff. I kind of lost a lot of interest in this last bout of MCU movies, but sure. The new stuff does have me excited. But I didn't care about that. Like, even when I wasn't happy with what was going on, I would always watch a Deadpool movie. No question.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, Deadpool Wolverine is roughly 2 years old, so I don't want to hear any complaints about spoilers.
Yeah,
adjacent, the new season of Daredevil comes out soon, and I am hyped.
Yeah, I need to get back. I need to watch that first season. I haven't seen it yet.
It is real dang good.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, that old Netflix show was just chef's kiss. Amazing.
I think I enjoyed. I feel like the new iteration is a more cohesive series. So.
Nice. Yeah. All right, Wells, I'm going to kick it over to you for some Vale news and then Swansea Day talk.
Okay, well, I mean, Swansea Day is kind of the big Vale news. We had, we sold out, so there's that. Swansea Day, we've talked about this on the show. It's where Cantillon, the big Belgian wild ale lambic brewery, does this simultaneous toast around the world. And I think it's like 50 different host cities in the United States and then more like worldwide. And I do mean like all over the world, not just the United States and Europe. Anyway, the Vale was chosen as a host for this year. Tickets went on sale a week ago and they sold out pretty damn right away, which was pretty cool. I got my tickets day of, and sadly no employee discount, but you know, is what it is. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is my fourth Swansea Day. I did one Church Key in DC, one in Asheville, one at Fauna Flora, and now this. So nice. I'm really, really freaking excited for my fourth Swansea Day. That's coming up in a month. Let's see if I can nail the actual date. Let's see, April the 25th. Hey, so close enough. But before we get to that, of course, we've got the Vale anniversary party coming up April 18th. We have announced 10 bottles, I think, 10 beers for 10 years. But you know, we're not going to stop there. The big news is the return of the Forever Summer Beer Festival. That's coming up in July, July 25th. I went to that one 2 years ago. Pretty much Liz and I that weekend decided, yeah, we're going to move to Richmond. It is my favorite beer festival of all time. Just absolutely no notes. Amazing. So yeah, I'm sure we'll have some more goodies and news a little bit closer to time, but you know, I don't even think we have an on sale date for that yet, but once we get one, I will put it in the show notes. We'll talk about it again, but here you have it, Forever Summer Beer Festival coming up in Richmond on July 25. So yeah.
Ooh, nice. If I wasn't already doing Dark Lord Day, I would consider coming down for that. My wallet's going to be hurting out of Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, like is it too late? Could you all just reschedule for Josh?
Yeah.
Just ask him for a friend.
Let me know.
Okay.
Not me. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, that flight, whew, I was like, ouch, ouch, ouch. That sucked. Oh, well, it's done. Yep. Anyways, I guess that's kind of the end of the news. So since we're remote, we're just going to talk about what we've been drinking. So, Jeff, what you been drinking?
I'm calling. So I was at the store today. And I got sucked in by the value play. And so there was a 6-pack of pint cans for $15. It said West Coast IPA. It's from Highwire. It's called Cooler Nights IPA. It's a West Coast IPA with Citra, Chinook, and Columbus. I'm like, every part of this should be great. And it is what I would call the Justin special. It's fine. Like I said, it's a good value play. I mean, at $2.50 a can, it's kind of, you know, it's not tough, not easy to beat, but I mean, I'll be able to drink the rest of them. No problem. I'm not excited about it, but I'm not going to be forcing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are relatively fresh, as of February 23rd. So it's a month old. Yeah, it's fine. Just fine. It's Justin special. Wells, how about you?
I'm drinking something short fills from the Vale.
I am drinking some short fills from the Vale. This is called All Green Everything. That may sound familiar to you because it's the name of an other half beer, and we brewed our version of it. So All Green Everything, it's the Freaky Friday collaboration. It's really good, man. It's exactly what you would expect from a Vale other half hazy collaboration. 10.5%, super easy drinking. I love it. Big buy. Josh, what are you sipping on?
Noise. So Sierra Nevada has come out with another torpedo box, Jeff. I didn't know if you were aware of this.
Oh, tell me more.
There's a new torpedo box. Uh-huh, it's got Atomic, of course, normal. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's got two variants. I'll have this one, and I'll have the second one on show two. I'm surprised because this one I'm drinking is Rye Torpedo.
Okay.
I thought this would be the turd in the box. I was wrong. I really like this. It's really good.
I'm interested.
Well, the whole reason why I even say that is, do you guys remember Ruthless Rye?
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. That was. I did not like that beer. I hated that beer. Yeah, I did not like it, man. I did not like it for some reason. But, and so having that memory in my head, I'm like, man, this is going to be the turd in the box, and I'm going to have two that I'm just going to have to force down. Nah, this one's really enjoyable.
Nice.
So I was pleasantly surprised by
that.
Love that.
Love to hear that.
Yeah. And these are, hold on, I can tell you when they were canned. Maybe if I had some light in here, I could actually read it.
It's dark in your house?
Not so much anymore. There's lights everywhere, Wells.
He's got all the electricity now.
I just don't have them turned on, but there are lights everywhere in this house now. We have can lights in the hallway, my dude. It's so bright. It's annoying.
Whoa. He's got to wear shades.
Yeah.
He wears his sunglasses at night.
That's right.
So he can.
Yep.
These were packaged February 14th.
Nice.
So super fresh, super good. Highly recommend picking up this torpedo box. I don't remember what the box is actually called, but if you've seen the Sierra Nevada torpedo stuff, you're familiar with it. So
yeah. Nice.
All right, so we are at the end of the show. I'm going to get the music playing. Jeff, while I'm doing that, where are we at?
We're out there on the interwebs. Go check out craftbeercast.com. You can find links to our old episodes and our Patreon if you want to support us that way. We're also on Spotify and I guess Google probably doesn't have podcasts anymore. But if they did, and if they do, we're there as well. We're Apple too, iTunes, so we're on all the places. Come check us out. Tell a friend. Tell somebody. Wells, anything you wish to promote?
Besides at all the Wells on Instagram, that's about it. Josh, where can they find you?
They can find me right here, and they can also go to our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. Throw news stories up there, anything that you want us to discuss. And of course, as long as you're not spamming, we will bring it on as a show topic. Other than that, yeah, like Jeff said, rate and review us. That helps. Or just tell somebody. I mean, word of mouth always makes a difference. And I know that there's like 5 people that listen to the show, and I appreciate the 5 people that do listen to the show. 2 of them being somebody's moms.
You know.
Hey, whatever. I'll take it. Yep. Other than that, yeah, I can't think of anything else. So we will talk to you all next Thursday.